Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Immortal Nicholas by Glenn Beck. Read by Jeremy Lowell. To the children of the world, no matter their age, who still believe in the real meaning of Christmas. Part 1. Chapter 1. Sometimes death is a simple thing. A slip of the foot, a shift in the wind, a fall. Agios had faced death often in his 33 years. He had been an adventurer, a hunter, and, to tell the truth, something of a rogue. He had always expected to die by violence, his blood spilled and his body racked with agony. After he married the gentle foreigner named Wila, though, he had begun to consider his ways of life and death. For her sake, he hoped that when his time came, he would die well, as a man, not crying like a child or pleading for mercy. When their son Philos was born, Agios wanted even more to be strong for him. For years, the boy had been begging to go with his father to the savagely dangerous land of bare, sun-struck stone and rocky crags. Now they stood together, a muscular, broad-shouldered man with flowing midnight black hair and long black beard, and beside him, a thin-limbed lad of only 10.